WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping a report this hour. An ex-elementary school teacher from Morristown heads to prison for soliciting nude photos and video from dozens of young victims. Stephen Brooks entered his guilty plea 1 year ago and was sentenced this week in Newark Federal Court to 17 years for producing and possessing child pornography. The 37-year-old Brooks was a fifth-grade teacher in Summit and a director of travel for a different soccer club when in 2021 he sent a computer hard drive out for repair, which was flagged for disturbing content. Investigators found Brooks had created fake social media profiles to solicit content from at least 79 victims. Optimism among small businesses is at its lowest level since 2012, according to a monthly index from the National Federation of Independent Business. New Jersey State Director Eileen Keene says a major problem for owners right now is inflation.
It is hitting the store owner up front. Their inflation costs are hitting all-time highs. And at the same time, you reach a peak as to how much you can pass on to the consumer.
Also this month, New Jersey came in 46th place among the states for economic outlook in the Rich States, Poor States report from the American Legislative Exchange Council. New Jersey News brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or a garage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. And marijuana advocates around the country getting ready for tomorrow, April 20th, known as 420. The so-called high holiday for cannabis users falls on a Saturday, so business will be bustling at the Garden State's more than 100 legal recreational dispensaries. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we in for some showers by Saturday? The chief meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've got a cold front on the way for tomorrow morning, and that'll do two things for our weather. Number one, push through one last batch of showers, and number two, finally clear out this junk weather pattern. Until then, we'll see some patchy drizzle and fog around through tonight. Low temperatures in the upper 40s. It's going to feel cool and damp and raw. One more push of showers tomorrow morning, and then the sky will brighten. We'll see some sunshine tomorrow. It'll be breezy for your Saturday. Highs 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny and dry. High scale back a little bit to the upper 50s. Monday's looking good, sunny and seasonable, with highs back in the lower 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Piscataway, it's 55, Point Pleasant 50, Camden 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the New Jersey Department of Agriculture. Jersey fresh asparagus is great roasted, grilled, or raw, and it's full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Now's the season for nutritious local Jersey fresh asparagus. Pick some up at your favorite market today. Jersey Fresh, the freshest for 40 years. JerseyFresh.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5.